Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Luke, chapter number 18, and beginning in verse number 38. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. This is the account of Jesus healing a blind man who sat at the entrance of Jericho begging. As Jesus entered the city, a great multitude followed him, and thus a lot of commotion. Though the blind man could not see what was going on, he could hear, but he did not know what it was. The blind man asked what the commotion meant, and they told him that it was Jesus. Apparently, the blind man had heard about Jesus because he cried out to Jesus for mercy. Those standing close to him told him to be quiet. But the more they tried to quiet him, the more he cried out to Jesus for mercy. His voice was heard, and Jesus commanded him to be brought to him. Jesus asked him what he wanted, and he asked Jesus to give him his sight. And Jesus simply spoke the word, and the blind man received his sight. What an amazing account of just one seemingly insignificant person that Jesus healed because of his faith. There have been many times in my life that I have been in some sort of great need in my life, and I've cried out to God for help. He heard my cry, and he answered my prayer. Yes, there were days of crying out to him, begging for him for his mercy and his help. Yes, the more the situation told me just to be quiet, he doesn't have time for you, the more I cried out to God for his ear to hear and his mercy to heal. As I was reading this passage of Scripture, I stopped and mused on this account. Not because of the healing, necessarily, but because of verse number 43. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. I read this verse and I asked myself, is God getting the glory for his work in your life? Is your praise and glorifying as loud and continuous as your cry for mercy? I wrote in my journal these words that I have written so many times before. God must always get the glory and praise from my life. No matter what, I need to give God the glory. No matter how big or how small the answers are to my pleas to him, God must always get the glory and praise. As loud and as persistent as I cry out for his mercy and help, my voice should cry out his praise, and my lips should be continuously glorifying him. So let me leave you with this one last passage of Scripture for today, 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.
Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son.